The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
I run my mouth for a living, all day, basically. And it can be a little exhausting. I mean, it's not a real job, but it still could be exhausting. Plus, I do have all-day meetings afterwards, and I've got a couple of little kids. At times, energy runs a little bit low. That's why I take Dawn to Dusk. Now, I get to that point in the afternoon where I just want to fall asleep on any couch that I can find. Dawn to Dusk is great. It solves these problems for you. It's a physician-formulated extended-release energy supplement which lasts up to 10 hours, increases energy, improves mood, and stimulates your brain, all with no jitters. If it's giving me jitters, I don't want it. That's not what Dawn to Dusk does. Now, a cup of coffee in the morning is fine. But unlike coffee, Dawn to Dusk can last up to 10 hours. It increases your focus, and it's a fraction of the cost per day. I swear coffee these days is like the price of a Kia. Dawn to Dusk is the product. Brickhouse Nutrition is the company, and it's brickhousestew.com. Right now, get 15% off a one-month supply, but only when you use offer code STEW at checkout. That's brickhousestew.com.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
I think, personally, that conservatives are bored by this story, or they don't think it applies to them somehow or another. This is, you know, the left eating their own. This is a really important story because this gives us something we can come together on. Now, are we ever going to come together with, you know, Ashley Judd? No. But can I stand with Ashley Judd on this? Yes. Should we? Yes. Should we on the right who say that these things are important? Now, warning, if you dismiss this with Donald Trump, you're going to have very little credibility. This is why you must preserve your credibility. But if you didn't excuse that behavior from Donald Trump, then now is the time to play your card of credibility and say it is wrong no matter which side does it. I really believe this is a Berlin Wall moment. And why I say that is, you know, I've said for a while that everything is about to change. All the old systems are about to change. All the old ways we've done business are about to change. This is part of that. And this is a good part of that. And now we've had it on both sides. And so what's happening? Well, we're either going to have what happened during the Berlin Wall in Germany, which is it reset and it became a free market. It did change in Germany. Or you're going to have what happened in Russia, and that is the old leaders, the old communists, the old KGB guys just took off their uniform, put on a tie, and pretended not to believe in the things that they used to believe in. And they just became more wealthy and more thuggish. There's going to be real change and fake change. Fake change, you're seeing this, quite honestly, I think, in Hillary Clinton. First of all, I don't want to judge President Obama at all, because I cannot believe President Obama would ever send his daughter into a guy's, you know, he heard that he was a monster. I can't believe anyone would ever send their daughter into that. So I don't know. I don't believe that Barack Obama or Michelle Obama knew this about Harvey. However, I can't believe that all of the good Hollywood friends wouldn't call up Barack and say, don't send your daughter there. Unless it was your daughter's really not his type. And what does that mean? Or is it because, well, he's not going to do anything against Malia because you're the president of the United States and you're probably the only guy that can hurt him. So he's going to take care of your daughter. Well, what happened to it takes a village? Nobody decided to tell President Obama, or did they? And he dismissed it. We as men need to stand up. We as men need to, I have to tell you, I have not seen this behavior in my own personal life. I have not seen guys treat women like this. maybe when I was younger, maybe I don't, not like Harvey Weinstein, but making crass comments. I don't see it. But there's a lot of things that happen that I don't see. But we all have daughters. We all have wives. I don't want my daughters going through this. I don't want them or anybody to have to worry about this kind of stuff. This is so frightening because he had so much power. And yet, I have a really hard time because they all seem to know about it. Can you play the audio from 2013, Sarah? The audio cut, this is from 2013. This is the Oscars. They're announcing the Oscars. And listen to this, and listen to the crowd's reaction.
The 2012 nominees for Best Performance by an Actress in a Supporting Role are Sally Field in Lincoln, Anne Hathaway in Les Miserables, Jackie Weaver in Silver Linings Playbook, Helen Hunt in The Sessions, and Amy Adams in The Master. Congratulations, you five ladies no longer have to pretend to be attracted to Harvey Weinstein.
Well, listen to that laughter. They knew. They knew. This is 2013. It was an open secret. Is this okay in our society? I mean, this was the problem with Donald Trump. No, just because he's a celebrity, just because he has power, he shouldn't be allowed to get away with it. Those are all the things we've always hated as Americans. We've always stood for the underdog. Here they all knew it was happening. There's a story out. There's two. One, and this gives me hope. Donna Karen had to apologize for coming out and saying, well, it's women. It's just, you know, look at the way they're dressed. They're asking for it. Really? A fashion designer? And you're not exactly designing modest clothes, Donna? You're saying that women are asking for it? She's had to apologize for that. I hope her company suffers. I hope that there are women all over the country who say, I won't wear any Donna Karen anymore because you've exposed yourself as to who you are. Somebody who will excuse this kind of behavior. Rose McGowan. You know who Rose McGowan is, the actress, Stu?
Yeah. I mean, I know of her.
Okay. She was Tatum in Scream. She accused Weinstein of sexual harassment before settling a lawsuit against him back in the late 90s. She said she told Ben Affleck all about it. Ben Affleck apparently had a conversation. She was forced to go to after this attack. She told Ben they were forced to go. She was forced to go to this press conference. She told him at the press conference what had happened. He was horrified by it. Now, Ben Affleck just came out with a statement, said, I'm saddened and angry that a man I used to work with used his position of power to intimidate, sexually harass, and manipulate many women over decades. The additional allegations of assault that I read this morning made me sick. So McGowan tweets out this. GD, I told him to stop doing that, in quotes. That's what you said to my face, Ben. The press conference I was made to go to after the assault? You lie. This is a Berlin Wall moment. And if you let those who were part of this system, if you let those who joked about it and allowed it to fester without using their own power to stand up, they're just going to change uniforms and they'll allow it to happen with somebody else. This is a moment where we can all come together. We can put politics aside and we can do the right thing for our wives and our daughters and, quite frankly, our sons. how many of us as conservatives have sat down with our sons and talked about this issue and said, this is absolutely unacceptable, and made this crystal clear to them. Because I got news for you. All the crap they see coming out of Hollywood is teaching them the exact opposite.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Bitcoin, Bitcoin, Bitcoin. It's all you hear these days, but what's it all about? Bitcoin is a better, faster, safer way to transfer money and make purchases. Time magazine calls it perfect money. Bill Gates says Bitcoin is better than currency. Some of the world's smartest investors have poured billions into Bitcoin investments. Investors like Richard Branson, Yahoo founder Jerry Yang, and Asia's richest man, Li Ka-shing, stand to earn billions on their Bitcoin investments. And now you can invest in Bitcoin using your IRA or 401k. The value of Bitcoin has skyrocketed over 2,000% since 2015. Experts predict it to climb to over $25,000 by the year 2020. Find out how to add Bitcoins to your IRA at a 20% discount off the spot price. Visit BitvestIRA.com. That's BitvestIRA.com. Or call 844-BITVEST. That's 844-248-8378. 844-248-8378.